You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'd like to hopefully learn with you the shtickle in the Chasam Sofer and Pashas B'chukaisai that has literally become very, very famous this year, in which many people associate the fact that the Chasam Sofer does discuss the gematria of Tavshin Pei and Tavshin Pei Aleph. And while the Chasam Sofer does not put a year on those numbers or figures, obviously, Tavshin Pei and Tavshin Pei Aleph actually are just the last few numbers of this particular year, this year being 5780, going into 5781. Tavshin Pei is actually 780, and Tavshin Pei Aleph is 781. We actually, if you see some people and they write the dates, they write a hey, and they make a strechel, they write Tavshin Pei Aleph, because it's actually 5,700. And 80 and 781. So Chasam Sofer, full disclaimer, does actually not apply the years to it, but rather he does discuss the gematria of Tavshin Pei and Tavshin Pei Aleph. And many of my friends had asked me if, I would go through it with them. And so here I am. I'm going to try our best. It's a very cryptic piece of the Heilig Chasam Sofer. I believe it was written about 190 years ago or so. And it is a hopefully a very enlightening piece, particularly as we enter into Tavshin Pei Aleph 5781. So Heilig Chasam Sofer, it's in the five volume Sefer Al HaTorah. The Chasam Sofer is actually in Pashas B'chukaisai, Milah D'Teichecha. The pasuk says, pasuk is Perek Chavav. The pasuk says, B'shivri Lachem. Let's find it here. Pasuk says, "B'shivri lachem matei lachem, va'afu eser nashim lachmechem besaner echad, ve'shivu lachmechem b'mishkal, v'chaltem v'loises bo." Literally translated by Art Scroll, when I break for you the staff of bread, when I break the bread for you, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven. That's how poor they'll be, and they will bring back your bread by weight. They'll be very, very oiskechesbin, and you will eat, and you will not be satiated. You will not be full. That's what the pasuk says in this, because the pasuk is in the Teich. Obviously, if the Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael is not acting appropriately in Moshe Shmo, then they will have a very high level of poverty, baking everything. 10 women in one oven will have to bake their bread together. It will be very little of it, and people will be hungry, and they will not be satiated. It says the Heilig Chasam Sofer. This is obviously a pasuk talking about bad times on its face, as it is in the Teich. It's like the Heilig Chasam Sofer. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim, he begins his piece as follows. Pasuk Tehillim Kuf Dalet says, Titein lahem yilkutun, if they give it to them, they will collect. Tiftach yadcha, if the Mishlam opens his hands, yizbu'un toiv, then Klai Yisrael, then there will be a good satiation. Yizbu'un lashon seveya toiv. Zok the Heilig Chasam Sofer. The way the bracha works is that if someone eats something, even if it's a little amount, it becomes mizbarach b'meyav. And the concept of Oichel Kimla mizbarach b'meyav, that's the concept of bracha. Says the Chasam Sofer, Inyan hi, even though the Oilam, La'olam, forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives whatever people need to sustain themselves to them. However, it is not doima, it is not similar to when someone is given a finite amount of food and told, here is your food for the day, to somebody who is opened a treasury and there's an infinite amount of giving to that person, of food or sustenance to that particular person. For example, if the Baruch Shalom were to say, here, gives you, your food for the day, your sustenance, then you have a finite amount of that. Or the Baruch Shalom says, listen, I have my storage houses are open. Come and take whatever you want, whenever you want. It is that type of opening that a person in from a perhaps mental state or otherwise will be fully satiated. He knows that if the Baruch Shalom is opening his storehouses, he's being tiftach yis yadcha, he's opening up literally his storehouses, then a particular person will always feel happy, always feel comfortable in knowing that there's an infinite amount of food. He'll always have whatever he needs, whether it's food, parnasa, whatever it is. And so therefore, that type of person can reach a level of seveya, of being satisfied. Mashen kein, someone who is given a finite amount, that person has particular concerns with what will happen next when that food, particular food, runs out. So, says the Heilig Chasam Sofer, Baruch Shalom is Pesach es Yedecha u'mazbiya l'chol chai ratzin. When Baruch Shalom opens his hand, kiviyachol opening the oitzrus, then there's a concept of mazbiya l'chol chai ratzin. Then a person could actually be satisfied with the knowledge and understanding that Baruch Shalom has a ratzin to give him whatever he needs. Masha'in kain, when it's a titain lahem, as the pasuk says, titain lahem, and Hashem gives it to you, then tilkatun, then you come like a collector, like an ani who's collecting, and it's never enough with whatever you get. Masha'in kain, again, if the concept is the Hashem opening his oitzus and telling you take whatever you want, then you have whatever you need. While he gives you, if he has to give you kiviyachul, then you should know, then obviously a person will not be as satisfied. It says the Heilige Sam Sofer. Shever is the lashon of haspaka, right? Like Yosef HaTzadik was Yosef who amashbir. The pasuk tells us so. The pasuk is a satiate. He's someone. I'm sorry. He's a provider. So the pasuk here says b'shivri lachem matei lachem, and the Baruch Shalom gives you a matei lachem, a staff of bread. It is a concept of you being given the bread, which is, as we said before, is not the level where you will be satisfied, but where you'll always need more because you're given a particular amount. In that case, says the Heilige Sam Sofer, it'll be deemed to be the concept of Esen Noshem baking in one particular oven. There'll be Ein Nitzar B'Chaverta, everyone will be jealous of each other, they only have a little limited amount, and so therefore that is not a good thing. B'shever matei lechem, says the Heilige Chassam Sofer. The Lashon of Shever, as we said before, means in one concept providing, right? The Reis of Hu HaMashber. Shever also means broken. So if you take matei lechem and you break it, and you break it in the following way. You take half of the gematria of matei lechem. Half of the gematria of matei lechem is bedin. It's a concept of din. That is, if you take matei lechem and you count the final mem for 40, right? Matei is mem tes hey, lechem is lamed ches mem. But we know that in the concept of gematria land, there's the concept of menatzpach. Menatzpach are the letters that have ender letters, and the mem, and the nun, and the tzadi, and the chaf. And therefore, some systems of gematrias continue. We know our letters end at the letter tuf, which is 400. But then if you start going through letters of menatzpach, the chaf being, you know, 500, and then you have the mem, and the mem being 6, and the nun, so you continue the numbers on, the mem stuma, mem sofis, or endemem, if you will, is deemed to be a 600 number. So in gematria land, when you have a word like lechem, you can count it as 38 plus 40, or 38 plus 600. Obviously a big difference, but there is a concept of using that. Says the Heilige Sam Sofer, if you use mem stuma, and it's gematria of 600, then half of the gematria of matei lechem, the words and letters of matei lechem, is ratzain, or tzinar. It is the willingness of the Rebbein Shalom, which we mentioned before. There's the willingness of the Rebbein Shalom is when you are satiated. In other words, says the Chassam Sofer, the hefech of klala is bracha. In this pasuk, we have a klala, clearly. Klal Yisrael is going to have 10 women baking in one oven and have a very limited amount of bread. Masha'en kein, hidden in there, is actually a bracha. As we know, anything can be changed from bracha l'klala. Hefech klala is l'vracha. So therefore, in the words of matei lechem, in the gematria of hef of matei lechem, is already written and is already hidden the concept of ratzon, of the Rebbein Shalom being bavilik, or wanting to give us what we need, and therefore is also the concept of bracha in there as well. Then the Chassam Sofer says the following thing. If 10 people are baking their bread, that means you have 10 times lechem. 10 times lechem is the gematria tafshin pei. Tafshin pei is 780, as we mentioned, and again, there's no years mentioned by the Chassam Sofer, but the letters are Tafshin Pei, gematria of pen, and therefore you're going to get, if 10 women have to bake their bread in an oven, pen, the Chassam Sofer says, if it's a nun stuma, which we mentioned before, it's chaf mem nun is 700, and the nun is 700, 780. So the gematria of Tafshin Pei is also gematria of pen when you count the nun, the end of nun as a 700, 780. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer. The pasuk says, "Veishivu lachmechem b'mishkol." If 10 women are coming together, 10 times bread, which is tafshin pei, veishivu lachmechem b'mishkol. You're going to get your bread back in a particular weight, a very finite amount. Mishkal the oisius shame kal.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shame kal, which the Chassam Sofer tells us, is again hein pein hanal. This is the hashpa is going to come to you through not a very high level. Right, but rather a lower level through the sarim ha'isa mechitza beinenu levein alekenu chas v'shalom. When we have to come on to getting things through the malachim or through sarim who are making a buffer between us and their b'nei shalom, since we're at this point the pasuk is operating in the concept of a klala, and 10 times lechem is tafshin pei, then the bread comes in mishkal. Mishkal is shem kal, through an easier name, through a lower level name, through malachim or sarim, who, if you will, who will make a mechitza to us, not directly from the Rebbein Shalom's hands. V'yiyu ayidei noshim b'chinas nukva. Then what happens is a recipient, Nukva, which is the, we know, it's Dukhra and Nukva, this is male and female. Male is a giver, female is a recipient. We will be receiving our thing through a recipient, through these mechitzas, through these sarim, who are oisa mechitzas, beinenu, beinu, lekeinu, chas v'shalom. But on the other way around, if the Baruch Shalom himself gives it to us, it comes from straight, it goes, it gets closer to the Baruch Shalom, to the Marasi Markava, even in the innards of the Malachi Ashar, it's even closer to the Baruch Shalom. If we have the Ashpos coming directly from him, it comes to us b'schus the Avos, who are the Markava is surrounded by the Avos, says the Chassam Sofer, that's on the good side. So if it's on the good side, we don't have to go through the Sarim who are Oysu Mechitza Beinenu Levein Lekeinu. So if we go straight to the Baruch Shalom, it's b'schus the Markava, which is the Avos, as we know, is surrounding the Markava. The Baal HaTum tells us that the beginning of the parsha, which is, this is again, parsha's B'chu Kaisai, the first three words are Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu. The Rosh HaTevis of Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu is Avos, Aleph, Beis, Tav. And then, you know, we have this concept, he says, of Baruch Hashem Yoimer, Melam Shekadosh Baruch Hu Neis L'Tzadikim V'chol Yoim Molei Umsa. He gets whatever they need, all the Tzadikim get whatever they need directly from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So in that context, if we're getting it directly from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's not giving us something, he's not being a titein lahem, but rather it's being a yiftach haitzarei. The Rabbeinu Shalom is opening up all his treasure houses for us. And we can take whatever we want every day that we want. Through that, there's a certain element of seveya, of satiation that comes to the world. As we said earlier, when you have the ability to go to the oitzer and take whatever you want, and you know this infinite amount is there, then you're very complacent. You know very well you're being taken care of. And so therefore, Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu tells us, the Chassam Sofer tells us, if you take the letters, Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu, the first three letters is the Avos, right, coming from the Avos. If you take the other letters that are left after you take away the letters Aleph, Beis, and Tav from Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu, the other letters, the other tzir for the Isis, is Kol Yom Tikach. Kol Yom Tikach, you can take every single day because you always know you have where to go and what to take. And furthermore, says the Chassam Sofer, Avos, the letters Aleph, Beis, and Tav are also the Rosh HaTevis of Eretz, Bris, and Taira, which is what we mention in our benching. We talk about Noidlecha, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Eretz Yisrael, for giving us the Bris, and giving us the Taira. Says the Chassam Sofer, Avos is again this concept of Seveya, V'chalt of Savato V'irachta, the concept of our benching. We also mention this concept of Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu, Eretz, Bris, Taira, and Rosh HaTevis. Says the Heilig Chassam Sofer, Im B'chu Kaisai Teilechu, the pasuk continues, Eitz HaSoda Yitein Periyai. The Eitz HaSada will give us the fruits, will give its fruits. Says the Chassam Sofer, Periyai is the fruits of Eitz HaSada. If you look at the Oisiyas which come after Eitz HaSada, and the Chassam Sofer tells us that's Pei and Kif and Vav, Tav, Hei and Vav, that's the Gematria of Tav, Kuf, Tzadik, Zayin, 597. Just the same Gematria, Shemayim V'aretz. Because they make Kihem Oisim Shemayim Chadashim Eretz Chadashim. When we go along the appropriate way, and we do the appropriate activities, and we are appropriate Eitz HaSada Yitin Periyai, then we are Zoicha to be Mamish, I guess in a way, Shutfim and Maisa Shemayim V'aretz, through our Maisim Tovim, and we're Mamish Mekayim Basar Mamari Shemayim V'aretz, which is, as the Chassam Sofer tells us, they themselves are Shemayim V'aretz, is the Neshama Nagufa of them, and it's all in Kedusha of a Tovah, Simcha, Bracha. It all brings out Simcha and Bracha. Again, so if you act in an appropriate way, in B'chukaisa Teilechu, then we are Zoicha Eitz HaSada Yitin Kita Yitin Periyai. The Periyai are the letters, right, the Peiris of the letters of the previous letters, and they're a Gematria of Shemayim V'aretz, we're Mamish involved in the Asiya Oisim Shemayim Chadoshim and Eretz Chadoshim every single day with our good Maisim Tovim. Says the Chassam Sofer as follows. If Tav Shin Pei, take the words Tav Shin Pei, which we say is 10 times Lechem, right? We take the word Tav Shin Pei with the word Mishkal. It's the Gematria, says the Chassam Sofer, of Pas Ein. Pei Tav, Ayin Nun. Pei Tav, says the Chassam Sofer, is this Malach, this woman Malach, who's known as Lamed Yud Tav. And that's the sort of the bad woman Malach. Is also the Samach Mem, which is sort of, I guess, the bad male Malach. The Chassam Sofer tells us that in Chelek Aleph and Ala Taira, the Chassam Sofer tells us that the Samach Mem is involved in two things, Misa and Anias. Misa and Anias. Anias is Ayin Nun, says the Chassam Sofer. Pei Tav is the Gematria of Lamed Yud Tav, the Lady Malach. Ayin Nun, which is one of the bechinas of the Samach Mem, we mentioned, it's Misa and Anias. Ayin Nun is Anias. Is a, the Chassam Sofer explains on the Pasuk Al-Timna, which is a tzirif of Mace and An, which an Ayin, which goes to, again, Ayin Nun, Legabe Anias, is the bechinas of the Samach Mem. So if those two things, if Tosh and Pei comes together, Mishkal, you're really operating Kiviyachal again. I can't fully say I fully verstehe it, but the Samach Mem coming together with the Lamed Yud Tav, which is not a good place to be. It says the Chassam Sofer, but Tanur Echad is, if you take, because one, if you take the letter one, Tanur Echad, Echad is one, if you take the letter one, and you add it to Tavshin Pei, it comes out to be the Oisius of Ashbois, right? Tavshin Pei is Tavshin Pei. And the letter Aleph added to that gives you the word Ashbois. Says the Chassam Sofer again. The Chassam Sofer is telling us, when you add an Aleph to Tavshin Pei, you have Ashbois. Concludes the Chassam Sofer. Kimei Ashbois Yorim Evyoin. From the garbage, from the lowest depths, you raise up the very, very poor person. If the person is in the really, really low place, real shiftless, Bechinas Ashbois, Oz Yorin Karim Yorim Karim Lamed, he'll raise him up the beauty to his nation, the horn to his nation, the horn, I believe, or the shine to the nation. Because Tanner, right? Because now we're going into the good area. Tanner is the Oishis of Ten Ur. With the Kail is the Gematria of Roz, which is the side. Tanner is Ten Ur. And when you have this Tan Ur, which is Tanur Echad, we're adding Echad to the word Tavshin Pei, to the letters of Tavshin Pei, you actually turn into the good place, which is Ruz, perhaps a Remez to a Soid. Oz Yeroimim Karen La'amoy Bimher Bimeno Amen. It's at that point, when you head into Tavshin Pei Aleph, as the Helik Sam Sefer tells us, at that point, Yerumim Karen La'amoy, obviously, the Bias Gael Tzedek Bimher Bimeno Amen. Again, the Helik Sam Sefer concludes that if we get to real depths, unfortunately, perhaps, maybe, you know, I'm not no Navi Ben Naviani, but Lamaisa, if you come to such a low point in life where everyone is in Gansen Ugesetzt, cases and sickness and illness and people never nifter and so many losses, great tzaddikim and elders and young people and people again being sick of all different ages and coming again and the people fearful that it's the second round, the first round, we're definitely not in a very good place. However, we know that as the Chassam Sofer alludes to us, when we are in a bad place, kimei ashbois yorim evyoin and oz yeroimim karen la'amay, when we take the aleph and we add the ten ar, we add the light to it, we put the aleph together with the tavshin pei to everything we have prior in the pasuk, the lechem 10 times lechem, and which is the gematria of tavshin pei, and all these other things about the mishkal and adding the mishkal to tavshin pei, which comes out to be, you know, even worse of the samach mem and then the other malach. But if we take the ten ar, we give it a little bit of light, we put the aleph together with perhaps the aleph is even a remez to the ar, but we add that, the one aleph, then we have the concept of Raz, which is the concept of Soid, which is hopefully the Soid that Chassam Sofer is alluding to here, which is that Emirtz Hashem, as we begin the new year, Tich L'shon HaMekil HaYisayos, we're on the last day of the year, and as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, even one day of the year, one day, Yom is Kishana, as the Gemara tells us regarding, right in the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Legabe the Malachim, and counting the years of their rule, that if they rule for one day in Adar, it's considered Kinega the whole year, and that's this last day of the year, so it's our hope and prayer, Meiz HaShem Yisborach, Kimi Ashpois Yarm Evyoin, we should be goyel us soon, speedily, Be'ez HaShem Yisborach, and we should be Zoicha, everyone should be healed, we should be Zoicha Mitz Hashem, to be as Gal Tzedek, Bimheir B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen. A Sivach Sima Toiva to everybody, a good Giben Shiosh, Yimal Hashem, Kol Mashayis, Lipcham L'Toiva, it should be a year full of Panosa, Nachas, Hatzlocha, Gezunt, all good things, Be'ez HaShem Yisborach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.